I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The on-again, off-again anti-conversion bill in Sri Lanka is on again. Testimonies being heard before a government committee. The proposed bill would outlaw forced conversions, which can't be proven in the first place. Back to the Bible's James Kanaganayagam says, the anti-Christian feeling, though, is already impacting believers.
With the ethnic tension increasing, there has been a shift of focus against the church. Increasingly, because of fear, some churches have kept away from proclaiming the gospel, distributing tracts, doing evangelistic ministry. It's not a good sign.
Next, the World Health Organization says the cholera outbreak in Angola has killed over 2,000 people. With the help of a new grant, World Vision is boosting its response to fighting the epidemic. The team works closely with the Angola Ministry of Health, supplying medical supplies, safe drinking water, and bleach to control the spread of cholera in affected and vulnerable communities. As staff works to meet the physical needs, pray that their faith stands out. And German troops are on their way to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where, together with European forces, they'll police free elections scheduled for July 30th. Mission Aviation Fellowship works there. MAF's friend Arosher says while the nation prepares, the ministry is assisting with reconciliation efforts.
Our guys are supporting a team of Congolese pastors and folks that are really interested in reconciliation. And it's really neat to see that the number of people from different churches that have come together, and they're going from different village, trying to bring reconciliation.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-284-9361 for more information, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.